You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Teams aren't really running the ball on them, forcing a lot of these games to be one-dimensional. Really good mix of veteran players and some youth. Really good interior players. You know, I mean, they're just big. You know, I think Kyle Hamilton is one of the best players in this league just from a versatility standpoint and what he can do at the line of scrimmage covering. I mean, 34 career PBUs, 8 career sacks, you know, plays nickel, plays safety. They're playing well. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and it'll be a huge test.
They better stop Travion Henderson, who's averaging 5 yards a carry, over 5 yards a carry, also has 7 touchdowns. It's tough to make this Patriots team one-dimensional, Ed, because you have an outstanding young quarterback in Drake May, and as I said before, the aforementioned Travion Henderson, who's an outstanding running back in his own sights. Also, Stevenson, he's not a yards per carry guy, but that's going to be a tall task for Raven defense.
Yeah, and the one thing I may have mentioned is that May throws a really good deep ball, and one of the weaknesses the Ravens have, or two of them, is they have a very pedestrian pass rush. They don't put much pressure on the quarterback. Occasionally they will, but they, you know, week to week they don't, which gives the quarterback more time. And they have trouble covering deep sometimes, particularly Marlon.
I think they're akin to one another.
Yeah. Well, he had that reputation coming out of college, too, that he couldn't cover the deep ball. So you combine that with, you know, a lack of a pass rush, and you got a problem.
But I think the Ravens defense as a whole was having a problem with intermediate to deep passes because the quarterback's getting too much time.
Way
quarterback
too much.
Getting too much time, receivers allowed to run around too long.
Yep.
And I think receivers realize that and they take advantage of that a lot. Pass rush, all about the pass rush. And again, we know Matt Judon, cut by the Dolphins.
Yep.
If the Ravens put in a waiver claim for him, Joe, I guarantee you they get him. You know why? Nobody else wants him. Who else wants him? Dude has 0 sacks.
Packers, possibly, because of Michael Parsons. He has a connection with the coaching staff, too.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good replacement for Michael Parsons. A guy last sack was week 17 of last year. And he's been healthy. It's not like, oh, yeah, he's missing games, Rob. No.
I mean, you got to be desperate. I don't know if we're that desperate. The Packers are desperate.
Yeah.
It's another one of their linebackers on the same play that Parsons got hurt.
Well, let him have him. I'm cool.
Do you know the Ravens are tied for next to last in sacks in the NFL?
I can believe it.
22 sacks.
I can believe it.
You look at the top. I mean, the Ravens have 22. They're just ahead of the 49ers with 16. The Broncos have 58. Falcons have 48. Browns have 47. I mean, it's not even in the ballpark with these other teams.
I think they can make them one-dimensional if they stop the run. But my fear is, do you want to make them one-dimensional and make Drake May beat you? If they stop the pass, I think the Patriots team is better than advertised.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to say for a team that is winning football games at the rate that they're winning them. But I think we doubt so much who they've played. We take so much credit away from them. They're 11-3. You win 11 games out of your first 14 in the National Football League. You're not a sorry team.
Please, absolutely not. I mean, and it's also not fair. Like, if you look at the schedule, they faced some weak teams, like the Jets, obviously. It's a divisional rival. But, I mean, they've beaten the Bills this season. They just lost to them in their comeback win, but they lost to them earlier in the season. They've beaten the Buccaneers, who were a playoff team. They've beaten other teams like this. So it's like you can't just say that. You play who's in front of you. I don't know what's happening. But they've had a lot of cupcakes on the schedule. They've had the Titans. They've had the Browns, the Saints. But they have beaten good teams. So I don't know what else to say to you.
Let's go out to Baltimore, man, and get Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how you doing? How y'all guys doing?
All right. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Look, I just wanted to say I was encouraged a little bit by the Ravens pass rush Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like they got a little more pressure than what they normally do. I'm hoping that the kid Robinson that came back will help. I mean, that's what we need, man. We need to get some pressure on that quarterback, man. If we can do that, I think we'll be okay.
You thought they did well? All right. Okay. I mean, they going up against the Bengals team whose biggest issue is offensive line.
Yeah.
I think that contributed to it.
And a quarterback that's got a foot injury.
Right. But they did get 10 quarterback hits, so I give them credit to that.
Mm-hmm. I got the stats with Draymond Jones, Travis Jones, and Tavius Robinson on the field. Mm-hmm. 2.5, there was 19 plays, 2.45 yards per play, 54 passing yards allowed, 1 sack, 2 interceptions.
What's the combination?
That's Travis Jones, Draymond Jones, and Tavius Robinson. That's the first time all three of them have played on the field together this season.
The Jones boys.
Yes.
That's right.
Plus a Robinson.
Yeah.
That's a good combination if you're getting that kind of productivity.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Whip his ass. Get to him. Get to Drake May. Get to him. Rattle his cage. Speed that clock up in his head. Make 2 seconds seem like three. Get rid of football.
May's been sacked a lot. He's been sacked 43 times this year, yeah, which is seventh most in the league, I think.
Yes, sir. So get to him. I think he's an outstanding young quarterback.
Yeah.
But I think any quarterback becomes average the more that you get to him.
Yeah, that's a fact. Again, we're going to bring up the same example. Pat Mahomes, 2 Super Bowl losses.
Yep.
How do you do it? They got to him.
Pressure.
Pressure. Bucks, Eagles.
But see, both of those teams got to him before, rushing 4, though.
Yeah,
I mean, not only did he not have time,
mm-hmm,
but he couldn't even scramble around because guys weren't open because you was dropping back 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference. You know, we gotta send 6 in order to get a pass rush.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Middle River. What's up, Mike?
Hey there, Rob. Hey there, Ed. This is Mike from Middle River. You remember me?
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good, fella.
This call is being recorded.
Why are somebody's always recording this? Ed, stop telling the feds to record me, please. Hey, look, I got a comment. But I want to say, man, Merry Christmas. I miss you, Rob. I miss you, Ed. Mike from Little River misses you guys. That's all I really want to say. But I think this week is a revenge game. I think that the Ravens got to go in. Remember when Brable and them stomped on our center field? On our center field logo? They got to remember that. They got to bring the tenacity. And let Lamar be. Lamar's all right. This is our Super Bowl win. This is our Super Bowl year. So, you guys, just really Merry Christmas. Good to hear from you guys.
Good to hear from you, too.
Good to talk to you.
See you, man.
I wasn't talking because it was recorded. That's number one. Number two, revenge for who? Derrick Henry was on the team that stomped on the 50-yard line. Derrick Henry wasn't a Raven when he did. How is this revenge for Derrick Henry?
I don't know. Actually.
He was on the other team.
He was like, yes.
What are you talking about?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.